Well, hello guys. Hey, I got something for you to try at home. No, I don't mean maybe at home, just in certain situations. See what the outcome is. And usually it gets quite a good reaction. Now, I used to do this anyway, but then I thought, hang about, let me try a test. And every test, pretty much, was the same. I got a reaction. And this is when I was in the company of a femon that wasn't considered a feminist. But let's be honest, guys. Nearly all femons are feminists. Just different degrees, right? Of course, it does work best if you do it to somebody on TV that happens to come on the TV. That especially has a talk show or whatever. And it's a femon. And all you have to do is criticize that femon in front of the other femon and see what happens. And I would say at least 50% of the time I can get quite an aggressive reaction from the femon that isn't supposed to be a feminist. But I don't know, there's an unwritten rule. You're apparently not allowed to criticize other women, especially if you're a man. But don't take my word for it. Try it out in any situation. See what happens. Let me know your results. So here it is. Criticize a femon while in the company of another femon. But it does explain the reasons why things are like they are today in this world. Take, for instance, the female driver. We're not allowed to criticize a femon driver, are we? We're not supposed to recognize that they can't park very well. So because we can't criticize them, they've been parking badly for over 50, 60 years. And it will probably continue. Because if you don't realize there's a problem, you can't say anything about it. How are you going to do anything about it? And I tested this theory out just a few minutes ago, actually. There's a femon staying in the place I'm at here, and she was watching TV, the talk show. That's a surprise, isn't it? But as I walked past, I just kind of said that she's overweight. Not the person there, I mean the talk show host, who was a femon. By God, you should have heard the retort. Jesus. And I just finished and said, it's just not healthy for her. I didn't say she was a land whale, but she goddamn well was. I remember, I think it was a couple of years back, I have an oldish friend who's been married since time has began. Well, it seems like it. When we was in his place doing something or other or anything, and she has done something that wasn't quite right. Like, I don't know what it was, put something together wrong or whatever. His wife, that is. And he said to me, she always does it like that. And I said, well, why didn't you tell her? And he went, oh, it's more than my life's worth. In other words, he was scared to tell her, and it's more than his life's worth. He hasn't got a life, if you're living under those draconian rules. And that's the biggest reason, of course, why femons make the same mistake over and over and over again. Because nobody's allowed to tell them that's not right. Or, honey, you fucked up. Anyway, try that little trick there, guys, and see what you think. Tell me the results. I'm sure I already know them, but go ahead anyway. Oh, you might want to wear a crash helmet.
Oh my God, she done it. Yeah!